sunshine, a few clouds. It is 79 at 740. Of course, someone more qualified to tell you exactly what's going on right now, meteorologist Eric Procius, who is, well, the creator behind MemphisWeather.net. Welcome back to AM 990.
Good. Thanks to have. Thanks for having me back again, Chris.
And I understand now you're working on a new app.
I am. Yeah, we're excited to have a take the technology that we've had in the MemphisWeather.net app and push it out to the rest of the nation. This is called StormWatch Plus, and it's going to provide severe weather watches and warnings directly to your smartphone as soon as they are issued by the National Weather Service, and it's going to be available for everyone nationwide.
That's great, because right now with MemphisWeather.net, I have the app. I have it up.
Yeah, there it is. There you go.
Well, it's actually going to update from yesterday because I do. I do use it quite a bit. And it's the Memphis area,
right?
Metro area. For this new app is going to be, you're going to release it nationwide.
That's right. Yeah, this the current app, you know, is branded for the Memphis area. The technology to do the watches and warnings and get the alerts on it actually does work for the entire nation, but we targeted that specifically for the Memphis area, fine-tuning that and making some updates to kind of prove the technology. And now we're going to take the Memphis name off of it and just call it StormWatch Plus, which is the name of the alerting technology, and push that out to the rest of the nation.
And you still get, even with just the Memphis app, you still get, you know, watches that affect you in the area, not just Memphis, but all around the Midtown.
Right, all around the metro area. MemphisWeather.net is a service that I've offered through the web, obviously, and also through social media for about 3 years now. And we cover the metro area, so the eight counties, kind of the metropolitan statistical area, as they call it, the MSA, which is the entire metro area. So if you're down in DeSoto County or you're listening up in Covington or over in Fayette County, we've got you covered here.
And, I was just looking here. Is your weather site still under maintenance? Your weather station?
No, the weather station is working good.
Okay, good, good. I know you had it down for a while.
Yes,
for some maintenance in Bartlett.
Out in Bartlett.
So you can get real time. I like the MemphisWeather.net app. I play with it all the time. The radar function on it is great. If you have an iPhone, well, I guess it's only for the iPhone, right?
iPhone and Android.
Oh, and Android.
Both.
Okay.
Yep, got them on both.
Well, you know how you can pinch in and zoom into the radar? I mean, you can get pretty close right to your area and see anything,
right,
anything around there, which is great. What else is going on?
Well, we've been mainly that StormWatch Plus app has been taking a lot of our time, and the main thing with that is that we've got these new wireless emergency alerts that you're starting to hear more about that the government is going to be pushing out to smartphones, and those are kind of text based alerts. But there's a lot of things that StormWatch Plus will offer that free service doesn't, and that includes things like watches. For instance, the WEAs, or the wireless emergency alerts, are only going to offer tornado warnings and flash flood warnings and some other types that we don't see around here, like tsunamis and so forth. But it'll be an expanded list of alerts that we offer. There's many other things like the Weather Service polygons. The Weather Service issues these warnings for very specific areas. They don't issue them on a county basis anymore. That ended 5 years ago. But most people don't realize that, and they see these warnings come out, and they're listed by county. And that is the way these text alerts are going to come from the government as well, as for an entire county. So it really doesn't, although it will give you the warning, the storm may not actually affect your area.
Right. It's kind of like here in Memphis, I guess the tornado sirens can't be isolated like that, or in Shelby County, I should say, where the polygon may be just affecting the southern part of the county or whatever, but all the county sirens will be going off.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The technology is starting to come out for the sirens. Some places are starting to do that. DeSoto County, as a matter of fact, has it somewhat sectorized, where they kind of have east of I-55 and west of I-55, and then South Haven and Olive Branch sound their own as well. But here in Shelby County right now, all of the sirens go off for the entire county whenever any part of the county is under a warning.
Yeah, and if you had this app, you would actually get it for the affected area.
Right,
and it would be a false.
Exactly, and the way it works is you just plug in your location, whether it's a street address or if you want to put in a zip code, and then it will take your latitude and longitude location, which is your very specific location of where your house is, and it's going to compare the warning to your house. And if your house is under that warning, it's going to send you a push notification. It'll wake you up at night if you're asleep. And if you don't get that warning, then that means that particular warning that was issued is not for your specific location.
Wow. So you can get down right to the specific location where you're standing at that point in time.
Yes, absolutely.
If I had a relative in, say, Kansas, can I put their information?
Yeah, it allows you to enter multiple locations, and like I said, you can use those for any part anywhere around the country. Any place the Weather Service has jurisdiction. So we've got a lot of people that have told me, you know, that they kind of keep an eye on the weather for their grandmother that lives maybe in Dyersburg or maybe a whole other part of the country, and they'll plug their address into the phone, and so they can get that notification when the person that they're kind of responsible for is under a threat, and they'll just give them a call as soon as it comes up.
Well, especially, you know, if you have family on the coast, or maybe the kids may be away at camp somewhere far away, and you want to keep a track, you definitely want to know, you know, what's going on, because, you know, we had a tragedy way back, was it a couple years ago, at when kids were on the river in Arkansas, and that storm, that tornado warning, I guess, came up. There were no sirens, and, you know, and unfortunately, people died in that. Now, I guess if there's no coverage out there, that runs into another problem, but most locations
you can get, and the push notifications will go out, kind of like the text messages do, where you can generally get better coverage, even if you can't necessarily get a phone quality signal.
But you get a text.
You can still get an email. Notification. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all the data over the frequency and all that. Yeah. Exactly. It sounds like it sounds really, really cool. When do you expect it to be ready? Do you know?
The StormWatch Plus app for the nationwide app should be available anytime now. We've had that into Apple for a couple of weeks, and expect approval soon. As soon as they approve it, then we will release it to the rest of the nation.
Go to the website if you get a chance, memphisweather.net. One thing that I do, I'm telling you all my secrets here, because I use Todd over at Channel 3, too, for all the information. You know, he's a meteorologist here at AM 990, and we go back and forth. But also, if you like memphisweather.net on Facebook, there's always updates, and it's updates of information that you need. It's not just going, hey, it's hot today. Actually, you guys break it down over there. Matter of fact, I was looking for the one. Okay, you break it down, what's going to happen. And with our weather pattern in Memphis.
Yeah, that's what we call nowcasting. It's kind of the new way of providing very current information, you know, within the next hour or so on what storms are going to be doing, especially when we get into severe weather scenarios. We use social media, Facebook and Twitter, to provide a nowcasting service, which just lets you know where the storms are, where they're headed, what type of threats they're going to pose, and sometimes, most importantly, when they're going to go away, because that's when people want to know more than anything, is when is this stuff going to move out.
We're talking to meteorologist Eric Procius from memphisweather.net. We'll take a brief break. We'll be back to talk more about this the StormWatch service, app that will be out soon. It's 747 at AM 990. We'll also check traffic next. It's going to be hot, but not as hot. We won't break 100, right, Eric? It's going to be nice.
And just below 100 today.
Well, that's fine, just below 100. But we still, I guess, there's an opportunity for the heat index to get up maybe around 105, a little higher.
Yeah, we'll get between 100 and 105 today.
Yeah, so make sure you drink plenty of water, because even though we don't have there's no advisory or a heat advisory or code orange or anything like that, still make sure you hydrate, because once you start to feel it, it's too late. So I guess we're in hurricane season now, and it seems our weather pattern's weird here. Usually, well, we're down on rain about half of what we should have this time of year, right?
Very dry.
And we've seen all this severe weather around us. You know, it's missed us, it seems, this year. We've been right in this trough, I guess. But can severe weather happen in any time of the year?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. This part of the country is known for severe weather that happens year-round. Now, we have some peaks and valleys. But if you've been around Memphis for a while, especially even just a couple of years ago, in 2009, you'll recall in late July, the tornado hit the Wolf Chase area and took out the Coles and went through the residence is just east of Germantown Parkway, right around Wolf Chase. So that's a July storm, and many of you, if you've been around for a while, also remember Hurricane Elvis. It lives in lore. And that was July 22nd, 2003. So July is definitely a case where we can get severe weather.
Yeah, Hurricane Elvis, I remember, especially being without utilities, how hot it was.
Yes, yes. And you know, it's the same situation that the folks in the Midwest and up around Washington, D.C. are dealing with right now. They had to massive storm. It is basically their Hurricane Elvis that went through on Saturday night there. 3 to 4 million people without power. And that's the type of severe weather we get in the summertime. So it doesn't have to be just tornadoes. An 80-mile-an-hour straight-line wind is going to do as much damage as an EF-0, EF-1 tornado.
That's true. And if it is a straight-line wind, I guess, is there a warning for winds, or would that just be considered severe thunderstorm?
No, it would go under severe thunderstorm warning. And many people, you know, think, oh, it's just a severe thunderstorm. We've had a little wind and some hail before. It's not any big deal. But you really need to take those just as seriously as tornado warnings. Those are your classic examples. And, you know, the 80-mile-an-hour wind is, you know, with a tornado, you're generally going to be talking about a pretty isolated area. Even the largest ones are maybe affecting, a quarter, half mile wide and a couple miles long. With these severe wind events, can affect the the entire metropolitan area, not just a few blocks, with 60 to 80 mile an hour winds. And as we know, that'll take down a lot of trees. It'll cause power outages that last for days sometimes.
And you know, back, I hate to keep pushing on Hurricane Elvis, but we learned a lot of meteorological terms during that. Sure. That bow echo or whatever, that was right. The radar signature. It's still in my head to this day. You know, it went from like the mid of Mississippi all the way up through you know, all the states to the north of us.
Exactly.
And bowed
yeah.
all the way through
covered
Memphis.
A very yeah. large area. The technical term for that was a derecho. And basically that means that you're getting severe level winds over you know, several hours continuously. So as that storm moved through, came out of Missouri, went right through Arkansas and Tennessee, and right in down into Alabama. So very large area.
Yeah, and then looking at the radar signature too, you have to keep in mind that's taken at pretty high altitudes.
Right.
So with the winds being like that, you know, aloft up there, I mean, you can only imagine what it could be doing on the ground.
Exactly, and that's why, you know, really when we started looking at trying to provide a warning service to people that they really could use, not just relying on a tornado siren to go off or hoping they're in front of a TV when this is coming about. It's where StormWatch Plus was born, was being able to warn people where they are, when they are there. Mobile phones is what everybody's got these days. You know, a lot of people, they just don't leave their hip, and it's right there with them.
Exactly. Most people don't have home phones anymore, you know?
Exactly.
And they're constantly attracted to that mobile device. Well, you get your email. I am mine. I rely on it quite a bit for email. You know, of course, I do use it as a phone occasionally.
Once in a while, we pick it up and dial
right.
if we remember how to do that.
Well, no, you can just talk to Siri and she'll dial
yeah.
for you, which is great. But yeah, like you said, everybody has one of those now. And with technology, you can, the warnings, I mean, just look over the years. Before, we would get a tornado warning, what, within 4 or 5 minutes before
right.
something actually happened.
Right, and these days, you really, the meteorologists start taking blame when you don't get 10 or 15 minutes warning on a tornado warning. And, you know, Mother Nature will play her games the way she wants to do it, and our job is to keep up with that and try and provide the information as quickly as possible once we know that the threat is there.
And there are all sorts of the tools of technology, like which you have the app coming out with the StormWatch Plus, that's
right.
what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, now here in our area, I guess the National Weather Service has that dual polarity Doppler that's in service now. Is it running
right.
now?
They are using it here in Memphis, exactly, and that really gives them a little bit better look at you know, exactly what types of severe weather is going to happen, and can help them pinpoint those warnings to better provide the information to the public.
And that's great, and you get the polygon warning, and it's affected in your area. Of course, like we were talking earlier, sometimes the sirens go off around Shelby County because you cannot isolate those areas, but with the app, boom, it's your zip code, and you even said that you can put your Latin longe in it and go right to
right.
that particular
yeah.
point where you
but
are on this earth.
And if you don't know what that is, just put in your street address, and it will figure it out for you and put your house
really?
In there.
Oh, yep. it'll do
yeah.
that. Your app
so
will
it does
do that.
It for that.
So you don't have to go out and do a search for Latin longe that you put in your address. You can actually do it right from
right.
your
yeah.
app.
Yeah, every input that you put into it as far as your location, it automatically converts that to a latitude longitude.
Wow,
that's how the app works behind the scenes, is because there's latitude longitude points assigned to the polygons, and then for your location it just cross references.
MemphisWeather.net. Go there if you get a chance right now. Also, make sure you like them and through the various social networks, because they put out great information and warnings right there on the website. It doesn't cost you anything to log on to the website. Check it out when you get a chance. And there, also, the website's a great tool because there's all sorts of information. It explains the weather. You have a blog. You can go right to Eric's blog and talk about weather. And other professionals comment there, too. Check it out at MemphisWeather.net. We'll take a brief break. It's 82 now at 7:59, about a minute remaining. My guest this morning was Eric Procias from MemphisWeather.net. You got the new app coming out, and I just went to StormWatch Plus to the website for this tool as well.
That's right. Yeah, the StormWatch Plus is our is personalized weather alerts in the palm of your hand, is what we call it. And basically, you are getting severe weather information sent directly to your smartphone. We have StormWatch Plus, a nationwide app, coming out here very soon. The website for that is stormwatchplus.com, spell out plus, P-L-U-S. You can also follow the Twitter feed for StormWatch Plus, that is at StormWatch Plus. And certainly MemphisWeather.net will keep you updated on all of the news that comes out with related to that app, and updates that we have coming for the MemphisWeather.net app as well.
Check it out, because you can get alerts a lot faster than radio or television using these apps, because that's how I use them all the time.
Excellent.
Well, thanks a lot. You'll have to come back.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me once again.
I'm out of time. It is 8 o'clock. This is KWAM Memphis. Here's CBS News.